So then, Peha, once in an interview, you described your music as well. Our music is like poems performed by punks who want to make disco music. Listening to your music makes me feel less like you're acting like punks. Where do we find the punk in that just loves you?
Well, that's probably because you've never seen us live. So, you know, if you had seen us live, you'd probably think that we're a bunch of punks. And if you had seen us in real life also. You know, it's raw energy.
In your album, The Eighth Continent, and in your music in general, polyphony and the change between the several voices is a big element. What makes it so interesting for you and the band to sing with several voices and in a choir and to play with the harmony between your voices?
Well, the thing is, we've always been singing together. Virgil and I, we've been in bands ever since we were 14 or 15, and we never really know who the front man was going to be, so we kind of sung together instead. And then when we joined forces with Alan, it was really cool to have three voices, and so we just kept on going with that, and we were big fans of, you know, country and folk, and we've seen the movie Oh Brother Where Art Thou like 1,000 times. So I don't know, it's just kind of natural for us, like we'd never really thought about it, we just do it naturally.
Maybe. In general, I would define your music as pop music, but we always do find different stylistic elements from other genres, like mysterious synths that sounds like we're back in the 80s or psychedelic backbeats. I know each of you, like you have already said, influence Natas Loves You different. Which genre represent which band member?
Jojo Jonas, our drummer, I would say, is more of a jazzy kind of guy, even though he really likes 90s hip-hop. So I guess he puts that touch in our music. Then Virgil's a bit more like old school rock and roll and punky. And like he just likes stuff that's kind of subversive in general, I would say. And Alan likes sweet music. He likes sweet tropical stuff. You know, Les Baxter and Martin Denny, he got those vinyls recently. And I hate him for it because I wanted to get them before he did. And then Joe is just a smooth Parisian cat, you know, who's just, I don't know what he puts in our music, but he definitely puts it there, and it has three legs and four arms. I don't know what kind of genre that is. And I'm the guy who, I don't know, I'm kind of, like, I have a lot of guilty pleasures. You know, when it gets cheesy, it's probably my fault. So that's it.
Got to Belong is my favorite song.
What do you think about when you listen to that song?
For me, it sounds like an anthem, and it's like you're going through advertising and you're sitting in the car with your friends and then something big will happen.
So that's a pretty cool answer. I mean, I can dig that.
Okay, and I would like to ask if your goal was to write a song like Got to Belong, like an anthem.
I guess it was, like, from the start when we did that, we kind of wanted to have this anthem thing. And, you know, like, we're not really a stadium band or anything, or, like, we don't really have, like, huge pop ambitions like bands like Kings of Leon. But we just, I don't know, this song just kind of came from the heart, and we wanted to do it the way it was, so that's what we did.
Okay, then finally, what should our listeners expect when they decide to attend your concert in Erfurt tomorrow?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but we have this new song called Naked People, and we play it somewhere in the set, and a lot of crazy stuff happens at that point, so, you know, expect madness, that's all I can say.
Are we going to have naked people on the stage? Is this the answer?
It all depends on, you know, it all depends on the kind of night it is, but, you know, it's kind of like when you're watching the weather forecast and you're saying, it might rain. It depends on a lot of stuff, you know, but it might rain. People might get naked.
Okay, the people may get naked. I would say thank you for the interview and have a lot of fun tomorrow.
Thank you, and come say hello, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.